This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The UN Security Council met in special session on Friday and expressed serious concern over the current situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The council met behind closed doors for the first time in decades on the disputed Himalayan region, but took no action. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a plan to subsume the region into India's federal government by revoking Article 370 of the Constitution and downgrading the state of Jammu and Kashmir into two federal territories. India's UN ambassador, Sheikh Akbaruddin, says that the change is an internal Indian matter.
Our national position was and remains that matters related to Article 370 of the Indian Constitution are entirely an internal matter of India. These have no external ramifications.
Pakistan's ambassador Malila Lodhi disagreed, saying the whole world is talking about what is happening in Kashmir. A Democratic congresswoman from the United States now says she will not go to Israel even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's interior minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel yesterday took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The younger brother of